T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
We're getting you ready for game day with Black and Gold Tailgate.
All right.
Talking all things black and gold before every game. Presented by American Natural. Better everyday eating and fueling. And brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Black and Gold Tailgate is on. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Welcome to our Black and Gold Tailgate. A long time ago, when I was a Bills season ticket holder, we used to start our tailgates sometimes on Friday, Ron. And then we'd get out to the stadium Saturday night late and just stay there all night and have the tailgate cooking away. Lots of Jenny Cream, lots of chicken wings, lots of bratwurst and such. We'd really get it cooking. So if I were to picture our tailgate party, right now, it would be you tapping the keg right now for people and me working the grill. You ready to get it going?
Oh, man, you used to be fun. I don't know what happened to you. You're not nearly as much fun now as you used to be. It sounds like you were the life of the party, man.
Oh, the stories I could tell, Ron, the stories I could tell. Let me ask you this about this game. First, let me preface it by saying, it's not unrealistic that the Jags could win the game. It's the NFL. We saw Steelers-Cowboys. We've seen Steelers lose to rotten teams on the road now and again. If they were to lose, and if the Ravens were to win, well, then that Thanksgiving Day game becomes more interesting, at least in terms of the division. Because if the Ravens were then to come in and win, then it's a one-game difference down the stretch. And if you look at the Ravens' schedule down the stretch, they will have survived the worst of it. That's why this is such a big game for them against Tennessee. But it's not inconceivable that there could be a one-game difference between the Steelers and the Ravens going into the final five games. And listen, just listen to the Ravens' final five games. Dallas, Cleveland, Jacksonville, the Giants, and the Bengals. So what I'm trying to say, Ron, is, and I'm speaking only for myself, I'm guilty of looking ahead. Can they go 16-0? You know, do you want to lose a game? All that type of thing. We're only 9 games in. We're basically halfway through. And even though it looks great for the division, things can conceivably change in a hurry.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're talking about that schedule, but compare the Steelers to the Ravens schedule. They got the Cleveland game. They got Cincinnati coming up. Who else did you say they finished with? I think there's 3 of the 5, the final 5, they have the same opponent, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but in the other two, the Steelers have Indy and Buffalo, and the Ravens have Dallas and Jacksonville.
Okay, well, the Steelers have Jacksonville.
And the Giants.
Yeah, I get you. You know what? I'll take a 3-game lead at this point and like my chances, but I hear what you're saying.
Me too, of course. Anybody would. A 3-game lead with 7 left. My point is, if Steelers lose and the Ravens win, that game on Thanksgiving becomes a giant game in the division, which I'm not thinking about the division right now, but it would become very big because the Ravens could shave the lead to a single game with a split with the Steelers. All I'm saying is things are not clinched or even close to it yet.
Oh,
I would have taken
no,
2 years ago, I would have taken a 2.5-game lead with 6 left to play, and they blew that too, didn't they?
Yep. I mean, it can change so fast in the NFL, and I know Seattle got themselves righted last night. Russell Wilson played better, but look where they were 3 weeks ago, and then look where they were going into last night's game. You know, look how Minnesota has come on. Look how New England seemingly has come on. It can turn fast in the NFL.
So let me ask you, and I asked Ray Fittipaldo the same thing. It's very unnatural for these guys to have to come back 4 days after playing an NFL game and play another one. It's borderline criminal, if you ask me, to have them come back 4 days later and play. But that's the fact of the matter, and they're going to have to come back and play the Ravens. So if I'm Tomlin, I'm looking at trying to stretch this over two games. I want my team at their very best for the Ravens, too, you know? So I'm looking, especially defensive line, I'm looking at more of a rotation against the Jags in the name of keeping guys fresh and healthy for that Ravens game. I may even look at my linebackers a little bit. Is this a good week to get Avery Williamson in there a little bit? What's the deal with him? Do they want him to play? Or is Spillane playing well enough to hold on to this job? I think I would consider increasing my rotations a little bit, knowing I got a game 4 days later. You?
You know what Ray pointed out, I think, did a nice job saying it really the only position you're talking about doing that really extensively is on the defensive line. So I can see that. I don't think Tomlin's going to play this any different. You know, maybe I'm wrong on that. I just think he's going to go out there and try to win this game and going to play it like he normally plays the game. And I think that's the way to go because this is a very important game. As you pointed out, they lose this one, then all of a sudden things get real dicey. You know, forget about the fact that they have Baltimore next week. If they would lose that, things all of a sudden could get dicey. So I'm going all out to win this. I'm not doing too much different than what I normally would do. And I don't imagine he's going to. But as Ray pointed out, it's a little easier to do that with the defensive line than it is with other positions.
Yeah, and that's the position I would be looking at. It just that would make me more nervous than others. Especially I'm looking at Cam Hayward. Is I wouldn't mind having more of a rotation in this game. That's all I'm saying. And they've rotated. And with the linebackers, I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit more rotation with Highsmith, although he's been getting in there a little more. And Ola, maybe even increase his snaps a little bit. I got a game 4 days later. I just think it's smart in general to do that. If you want to be at your best, give yourself a good chance against the Jags and be at your best against the Ravens. It's asking a lot. I think any Thursday night game is asking a lot. I think it might be wise strategy for them to do that. And certainly if they're winning by blowout late, I start getting other people in the game. There's no
doubt
that's
a little
that.
Bit. That's a little bit of a different situation. If they are winning big going in, yeah, I absolutely could see that. I just don't know that you go into the game with a different approach than what has got you where you are today. And I know it's a tough comeback, you know, after, a short week. But these guys are pros. They're used to it. It won't be the first time they've had to do it. So I just think he's going to probably play it pretty much straight up normally. And once he gets that win secured, then obviously you can do what you're suggesting.
I think he's going to do that anyway. And when I look at Hayward, I see a 31-year-old guy who's playing great but has also had some bumps and bruises these last few weeks. I just think it's smart. Really, when you're coming back 4 days later to try to preserve some of these guys, him namely. I think it's asking a lot to play him, you know, almost every snap and then have him come back on Thursday against the Ravens of all teams.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
What about
play
Williamson?
He doesn't play almost every snap. He gets a lot. They get those guys. They do a pretty good job rotating it already. T.J. Watt. You know, he taps out an awfully lot. He's so all out all the time that he needs to take a blow once in a while and come to the sideline. I think that's the way they normally approach these games. So I'm just saying you don't do anything differently maybe. As far as Williamson's go, I assume by now he knows the defense. You wouldn't mind him spelling Vince Williams a little bit or Robert Mickey Spillane, whatever they're calling him these days. You know, you brought him in here. I think you brought him in here for depth mostly, but it wouldn't hurt to get him on the field a little bit, would it?
No, I don't think so. And as far as Hayward goes, like he's playing, he played 90% of the snaps against the Cowboys, for example. I wouldn't mind getting that down to about 80, 75. I just think that that's smart, honestly. But we'll see how they play it. We'll see how they do it. And then we'll see what happens on Thursday night. And I don't know about Avery Williamson. I don't know what their plans are with him. I think Spillane is playing well enough, obviously, to hold on to that job. I don't know what their intent was when they got him. A lot of people whose opinions I respect here think that they brought in Williamson to eventually start. But it sure doesn't look like that a couple weeks in, does it?
No, but I mean, I'm going to give him a chance to assimilate and get in and learn the system here a little bit. I don't think they brought him in to be a starter. I think they brought him in to because they had nobody else really as depth, and I think it's probably a good thing that they did bring him in. I think he's going to get more playing time, but I mean, I'm going to try to give the guy a little break to, you know, learn the defense and learn what's expected of you here. It's a new system, and I would think he's going to gradually get more and more playing time.
Why, though? At whose expense? Spillane's? Because it seems to me he's playing well.
Well, I mean, I think there's enough snaps to go around, and I think, you know, yes, I think Spillane's playing well, too. I'm not saying you just turn it over to Williamson, but I think there's enough snaps to go around, and, you know, I think once the guy fits in a little better, you're going to start to see him playing more.
It would make sense if this was that week, because the way I see it, the only way the Jags are going to win is running the football. And this would be his specialty, is stopping the run, you know? So I would think this would be, would make sense to me if this were the week that he got a role, because he hasn't had a role yet. Although I see James Robinson has been limited in practice a couple times. We're going to have this guy from the Florida Times Union coming up. We can ask him what his status is. James Robinson's coming up in this game. That'll be a gigantic story. All right, Ron, coming up for us, let's take a look at this schedule around the league this weekend and talk about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.